Tim, who is a first-time caller, who's called. We're going to take his call here in just a minute. We are here to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And the best thing you can do for any newcomer to Arizona or new homeowner is make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We're here to serve you, the Arizona homeowner. Why don't we go to Tom? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Well, thank you for your patience, my man. What's your question, buddy?
I have a question regarding flooring.
Okay.
We're going to replace our current tile flooring. It's probably a little over 1,000 square feet. Originally, what we were thinking of doing is tile planks. My wife and I want to get away from grout, so we've actually changed our mind. And, too, also, I'd like to add that ripping up the current tile, we both work from home, it would be a disaster. We would probably have to leave or pay an exorbitant amount of money to have it removed and do it cleanly.
Okay.
So we were actually thinking about doing hardwood planks or even vinyl plank floating on top of our current tile. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
And is this a project you're trying to do yourself?
No, we actually have a contractor that would be doing that for us.
Okay, good. Well, I would want who's ever going to install it to take a look at the condition of the existing tile. We want to make sure aren't any subsurface cracks that are telegraphing through to the tile. If there are, we need to figure out why they're there and do they need to be addressed before we put anything over the top. We need to take a look at the undulations between the existing tile and the grout line. How much of the undulation could possibly transfer through to the surface of the vinyl? I would want to take a good hard look at that. We can lay vinyl over the top of several flooring products, but if it's got an uneven surface to it at all, just know in time that will transfer through to whatever you're putting on top of it. I can tell you this, that in our remodeling company, we only use or we prefer to use a dust-free tile removal company. They charge us $2.75 a square foot. If you're interested, I can make arrangements for them to get in touch with you, and I will have them perform the job at our contractor's cost, not retail value. That's going to save you about 30%. It really does remove all the tile with less than a tablespoon of dust for 1,000 square feet. It's an incredible process. Whatever contractor you've already selected to do the job, you follow their recommendations, but you make sure they understand your expectations. You don't want to lay down a $6, $8, or $10 square foot luxury vinyl tile wood plank and then in 2 years have it showing all the underlying grout undulations of the tile they laid over the top of. So proceed with your contractor. Make sure they are licensed, bonded, and insured. And thank you for being a first-time listener. If you've got the licensed, bonded contractor selected, they're the ones that are going to be responsible for your long-term happiness. Make sure they understand your expectations and make sure you're very clear with them about what you want.
Mike's next on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, Rosie, quick question. So I'm in McCormick Ranch. Got one of those all-brick houses built in the mid-70s. And, you know, the problem, it seems like we've got really smelly drains. Okay. I mean, I don't know why that is. It seems like about all of them, but especially in the bathrooms, it's just a real foul odor. And just wondering if you had any tips on something I could do to maybe treat that.
Does this have a peaked roof or is it a flat roof home?
It's got a peak.
It's got a slope to it. Okay. That's called a ridge line. The top of that peak is a ridge line. Does that ridge line run north and south or east and west?
So the ridge line then would go north and south.
Okay. And on the north, okay, so on the east side of the roof, are there any plumbing vents sticking out of the roof?
You know what? I'm not at the house right now. I'll have to check on that.
Okay, the first thing I would have you do is if you have any plumbing vents penetrating your roof on a sloped roof on the east side of the house or the north side of the house, I would tell you to go buy some ABS pipe, 4-inch ABS pipe, and extend all your vents 2 feet higher than they currently are and see if the problem solves itself. That's a $10 solution if you feel comfortable climbing on a ladder and walking on your roof. It's a $100 solution if you need to hire somebody to come do it. It takes all of about 15 minutes to take care of the whole problem. That very well may be all you need to do. You need to get the plumbing vent, the methane gas, up high enough above the roof that it carries the odor away. If that's not the problem, Jennifer, what's the product? He's not on a septic system. He's on sewer in McCormick Ranch. What's the product we use at home in our plumbing drains?
BioClean.
BioClean is an enzyme that actually eats the protein in your soil lines that are causing the stink. We have a 60-year-old home that uses a septic tank, and we actually had to recently line our waste lines. We'll get the nose over to your house, sniff it out, take a look at the orientation of the home, take a look at the plumbing fixtures, and give you some very distinct recommendations that'll be little to no cost.